This is Senator Al Simpson. The co-development of the FSX fighter aircraft is good for America and good for Japan. Can Ted Kennedy actually navigate the right course on this one? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, World War II has long since passed. Japan is our ally, and now we have a tremendous opportunity to share technology and resources with the Japanese in the development of the FSX fighter jet. We both benefit. Japan wants a new fighter, and it gets one. And 40% of the production contracts go to our U.S. firms. That's jobs, my friend. The Bush administration inherited this Reagan administration effort and worked hard to ensure that our vital interests were protected. Mitsubishi will work with General Dynamics to modify our F-16 fighters, and Japanese access to some of our sensitive software is restricted. Japan's on our side here, Ted. This is a good, solid example of needed cooperation.
Al, the FSX is a complicated issue, and your simple Simpson cheerleading for the administration's position doesn't make it any easier. The FSX fighter plane deal with Japan has a sour aroma for many of us in Congress, Republicans as well as Democrats. Once again, the Japanese seem to be outwitting us and gaining an unfair advantage. This time it's not just at our expense, it's with our active assistance. The Reagan administration had made a bad deal, Al. President Bush renegotiated it and gained significant improvements, but hardly enough. Congress is concerned that the United States is being shortchanged on the jobs and the money. We have continuing problems with Japan and other high technology sectors. Now, with this latest deal, Uncle Sam is helping Japan jumpstart a state-of-the-art aerospace industry, too. We've negotiated the deal twice, Al. Why not a third time, and this time get it right? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a fair minimum wage for working men and women. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.